My husband left me about 2.5 years ago. And then since that time, he's been living like a gypsy, from, a hotel to a rented room, back to a hotel. And finally, after 2.5 years, he rented an apartment, and he's beginning to build a home on his own. I have followed all of your advice in, trying to meet him every once a week and do something with him, although he doesn't call it dates, but and I don't mention that word, but we do something together. And a few weeks ago, after the end of our get-togethers, he had invited me to his apartment for a glass of wine. I did not accept. I came up with some kind of excuse, like I have to drive, and it's late, I had to work tomorrow, whatever.
So I need to
Because I
ask
felt
you to
that
get, what's your question?
my question is, did I do the right thing by not accepting his invitation? Because
What
I
was
thought it would be.
your reason for not accepting?
My reason for not accepting was that I felt it would be very painful for me to go there and see his own place with some of my own things in a different place, not my home.
So did you end
And
up going
also,
someplace else and spending that time together instead of at his place?
it
Or
was.
did you just say no and you ended up not spending time together?
No, we spent time together, and then at the end, when I was getting in the car and ready to drive home, he asked me to if I wanted to stop by to have a glass of wine. And I felt it would
And
be very
how
painful for
far do you
me.
live from his place?
About an hour.
And had you already, what did you do before that?
We had dinner.
Yeah, dinner. And what did you do when, after you said no, did the evening end there?
Yes, it did.
So I don't think you made a mistake, but I don't think you did as well as you could have. Here's my analysis. The most important thing that I want to affirm and that I want everybody else to hear, because it's bringing up a very interesting point and a good question. I think you absolutely did the right thing by not going to his place, his apartment, his house, or whatever it is. That place, that apartment represents his independence. It represents the separateness. You don't want to give legitimacy to it. You don't want to give credibility to it. You don't want to see it or acknowledge it. You want to keep trying to move things closer to the marital home, the place where I assume he left. And so I think you did the right thing by not going to that place. But it's highly encouraging that your husband, after having dinner together, wanted to spend more time with you. It's even more encouraging that he wanted to do that over a glass of wine. I mean, very often, I don't know you guys well, but very often, wine, having a drink together, there's something personal about that. There's something intimate about it, depending on how many drinks you have. sometimes the inhibitions fall and people become, there's fun and laughter and chuckles. And, it just sounds to me like the evening was moving in a very positive direction. I wouldn't have said no outright. I would have said, I would love to have a glass of wine with you. I would love to extend the evening. I would love to spend more time together. Let's go to so and so. You could have been gone to a bar or a place where you can sit and have a drink. I wonder if I don't again I don't know the details of your situation, but it's just from your description, it sounds like the evening was going so well. I wonder if his mind was leading to intimacy. I had dinner with my wife. Now I'm inviting her back to my place to have a drink. I mean, I don't know. Was he feeling attracted to you? Was he going to try to seduce you? Sounds like it. That would be wonderful if that were the case. Still, I wouldn't go back to his place. Go have a drink in the lobby of a hotel. If it feels like it's going that direction, get a room. An hour away is not so far. Maybe why don't you joke with him and say, I would love to have a drink with you, but I want to do it back at our place. Let's go there. know, at the end of an evening, an hour might be kind of a far drive, and he's got to come back, but whatever. So I don't think you made a mistake. I think you did the right thing by not going to his place. I just think you should have taken the opportunity to extend the evening with him and have that drink and see where that may have led.